Well, welcome to the Bioscience and Workforce Development Policy and Oversight Committee. I had to read that. It's gotten so long. This morning we're going to, I'd like us all to introduce ourselves, and I'd like to say a few opening remarks, kind of inform people of the rules of the committee, and then, so we're not going to be a really long committee today. I have reserved a room for the DFL to have a caucus, and I told the Republican lead the same yesterday, and I don't know if he reserved a room or not, but with our nation struggling, we have a challenge and an important task ahead of us this year. And I appreciate the your commitment to identifying ways we can strengthen Minnesota's economy. And its important part is the workforce. So that's why it was added to this, long-term and short-term, added to this particular committee. Over the next several months, I'd like us to closely examine our state's current economic development and workforce policies, and identify ways to update and improve how we support Minnesota's workers and grow Minnesota's businesses. I hope we are able to put the policies in place to spur economic growth and the job creation that it will bring. Those members who have been on the committee before know I try to keep it a pretty bipartisan atmosphere. I don't try to cut anybody off or play gotcha around here. We've got an important job in front of us, and there's no sense in trying to lay landmines for people. And that's a tradition I plan on continuing. Issues that I would like to see the committee address this year are the workforce, obviously, the BioBusiness Alliance Destination 2025. And if you haven't received it, the 8,000-page report will be coming to you shortly. I think the executive summary is somewhere between 12 and 24 pages, so it gives you an idea of the length and the breadth of the report. I have seen some preliminaries. I think it's got a lot of good things in it. I hope you can digest as much of it as you're able to. The Green Jobs Task Force report is coming out January 15th, I believe it is. That will be another big focus of this committee, I hope. Green jobs and bioscience jobs would be equal to 4 or 5 Northwest Airlines in the state. And it's a huge commitment to the state, and I hope we can help it grow. We have other emerging technologies. I don't want to forget that part that was dropped from our title, but I think it's still in the purview of this committee. I believe we'll be getting a formal jurisdiction later this month. But the major departments that I expect or would like to see the committee to cover, and this is not an exclusive list, but the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED, their business development, unemployment insurance, and workforce development are three major areas in there. But again, I want to make sure everyone realizes those are not the only areas that we will have some policy oversight over. I believe we will be overseeing the Department of Labor and Industry, and that has workers' compensation, building codes, prevailing wage, and apprenticeship programs in it. Bioscience initiatives, the Mayo U of M Genomics Partnership will be part of our ongoing oversight, and all workforce and training issues. So hopefully we will we'll spend a lot of time on all of those. I am concerned and want to take a look at the workforce issues, because again, as I said earlier, I think it is one of the biggest issues for economic development in the state. We provide trained workers to the businesses of this state. This state will prosper. With that, I would like, if I could ask the members to kind of identify themselves and what your thoughts on the committee or what you'd like to see the committee address this year, and I'll start down at that end with Representative Winkler, one of our returning veterans.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not a veteran, but I am returning. My name is Ryan Winkler. I represent District 44B, which is Golden Valley and St. Louis Park. I worked a lot in the last session on tax credit and investment issues for technology and trying to create a better investor climate in this state and what the state can do in that regard. I've also worked with the BioBusiness Alliance in Minnesota, which is tasked with much of the same things that this committee is tasked with. And we passed a bill in 2004 to create a systems dynamics modeling capability in Minnesota that the BioBusiness Alliance has been running, which creates a very complex model for looking at particular industries. The first model that they have created is for renewable energy. And one of the things I would like at some point this committee to look at is a demonstration of that model, what it looks like to try to meet the renewable energy standard that we passed. And I think it would be something also that the Energy Committee would have interest in, to begin to really understand what the drivers are and what the impacts are of that renewable energy standard and how we're actually going to make changes in order to get there. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Rutwinkler.
I'm Kathy Breinert, and I represent the Mankato area, and I'm new to this committee. I do sit on the higher ed workforce development, so workforce development issues are something I have been working with in the 2 years I've served in the legislature. Mankato is very interested, obviously, in the bioenergy component of the bioscience focus and the green jobs area, as most of the state is, but just particularly MSU has a long-standing research commitment in the bioenergy area. So in terms of my regional connections, I feel I would be a voice for some of those issues and like to see how they correlate with some of the recommendations that will come out of the Green Jobs Task Force. And I look forward to learning from those who have more experience on this committee and working together as a team.
Thank you. I'm Bill Hilty. I represent District 8A, which is parts of Pine, Carlton, and St. Louis counties in northeastern or north central Minnesota. Currently, I'm beginning my seventh term in the legislature. I'm serving as the chair of the Energy Policy and Finance Division in the House. And I think there's a lot of mess between the considerations that we have in this committee and in mine. I'm looking forward to having a lot of conversation about that. I serve also on the Next Generation Energy Board, and I'm a statutory member of the newly created Legislative Energy Commission, which was actually my initiative in the last session to transform what had been the Legislative Electric Energy Task Force into the Legislative Energy Commission, because I felt very strongly that many of these issues, and it includes workforce issues as well as broader energy issues, must have as broad a focus as possible. We need to be considering the biggest picture that we can in dealing with these issues. And it was very clear to me with the Legislative Energy Task Force that being narrowly focused on the generation of electricity ignores many of the energy issues that overlap. And so I'm really looking forward to getting that body moving in this session. A lot of work to be done. Happy to be a member of this committee as well. It was one of my highest preferences. Just so members know, now I understand why I didn't get put on the Energy Committee, which was one of my higher ones. He came this way. So welcome to the committee, Bill. Appreciate you getting your survey on this.
Kim Norton, representing Rochester. I think my focus and the main interest I have on this committee is workforce and training issues. I was very, very excited to see that the committee has, the focus has been expanded this year, because I think without that focus, we lost a little bit of the oomph we needed to move forward on some issues. So I think with the expanded reach, we can do great things out of this committee. The Minnesota Genomics Partnership also has part of its roots in Rochester, so I hope to continue to advocate for that, see it grow, keep the state's emphasis in that area, because I think it is one of the great assets that we have with the University of Minnesota and Mayo, Hormel Institute, and many other areas. So hopefully we can keep working in that area. Investment issues, as Ryan mentioned, right now with the market, venture capitalists are kind of disappearing and climb back into the woodwork, but I think as a state we need to keep that issue, perhaps some tax credits, look at angel investors, what can we do to keep those investments in the bioscience area growing. And the other little area that I've learned a little bit more about is the nano area, which Representative Beard started last year. I went to a couple nano conferences during the interim, and while the content was way over my head, the I think the opportunity for getting from research to the bench and into the marketplace, we can get there faster in nano. And so I'm hoping the Genomics Partnership will expand. I know they have one project in nano right now that we can link those together and move forward in that area as well. So just a couple things.
Thank you. Susan Poppy, seems like we're on that side. We'll just finish up over there and then move to the other side.
Thank you, Chair Mahoney. I'm Jean Poppy, and I represent Spamtown USA, which is located in Austin, Minnesota. Probably some of you may recall, I was here before your committee. This is my first time on this committee, but I came before this committee to talk about the Hormel Institute, which is separate and different from the Hormel company, but it is a cancer research institute that's located in Austin, and it is world-renowned, and we have expanded, and this committee actually came down and did a tour prior to their expansion, so I welcome you to come back sometime now and be able to see what has been done, because it's a fabulous renovation and expansion. And it is a, as I said, world-renowned, and cancer research, they receive more grant funding through the NIH and all sorts of different grant funding sources. They receive more than other University of Minnesota research centers and University of Minnesota. So they are on top of their game and do it well. And other than that, I do also sit on higher ed and workforce development, so I'm pleased to be here to be able to also talk about those issues.
Thanks. Well, I would love to go back down to the Hormel Institute and find out how the Blue Gen's moving forward.
Yes.
One of the only research facilities with a supercomputer, mm-hmm. Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Representative Oz, you want to give your 5 minute spiel about how great a representative and good ideas that you got?
Yeah. I'm Larry Hawes. I'm from St. Cloud, and I represent 15B, which has both the tech college and the university colleges there, as well as the hospital. I think the flavor that we probably add to the biosciences, though, which will come in the future, is as soon as you go into Mr. Gottwald's district, we have one out of every five cows that lives in Minnesota lives in Stearns County, and most of those are Steve's, although I don't think many of them vote Republican. Some of the bulls do, I understand, but other than that, cows do not. We're very excited about this. We think it applies very well to our St. Cloud area, as well as to the Minnesota, to the United States, and to the world. I think people toured St. Cloud and the bioscience businesses that they have going there. It was kind of a wow experience for people, including the ones that live there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll assume you're recognizing me.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gottwald.
Representative Steve Gottwald, I represent District 15A, the other side of the coin for St. Cloud and vicinity. And this is my second term. I've wanted to work in this area, and actually Larry and I worked a bit on legislation last go-round, but spent many years working in economic development, involved in trying to promote jobs and economic growth for our area and for the state of Minnesota, and that's really critical as we look at the budget deficit and where we're headed in the next 10 to 20 years with the economy, and you know, whether you call it the resizing or market correction of society, we are going to need to focus on job creation, job development, and not just for now, but for the future. What is the future economy of Minnesota? What does it look like? Where are the high growth sectors that we need to be in the leadership on, and what sort of workforce do we need to be the leaders in that area? And so I'm very excited to put my energies to work on this committee along with you. I'm particularly excited to see the reports from MnBio and the 2025 reports. I think we're going to have a lot of very interesting information coming out of that for our committee to look at. That's about it.
Thank you, Steve. New members of the committee, Representative Mack.
Thank you, Chairman. I am Tara Mack from Apple Valley and Burnsville, new to this committee and new to the legislature, and it's a privilege to be here. And I'm extremely interested in the issues that this committee is going to be dealing with, particularly, as Representative Gutwalt said, workforce development and workforce training. As Tim Norton said, I think you've heard it several times that we're the kids that are growing up now in the schools and the people of the younger generation are being prepared for jobs that possibly haven't even been created yet. And I think to focus on where the energies are going to be going in the future is going to be crucial to being a leader in the nation in those areas. So I'm excited to learn from the people who have a great deal of experience on this committee and be a part of a very important discussion. So,
thank you. Ms. Pepin?
Hi, everyone. I'm Joyce Pepin. I'm in my third term and represent the Northwest Suburbs, Rogers, Maple Grove, that area, seven communities. And this is also my third term on this committee, and I've really enjoyed it, so thank you for the privilege of being on it once again. I'm very interested in energy technologies and also R&D tax credits. I had bills on that in the past, as I know other members have. And it's overall promoting a competitive environment so that we can have businesses in Minnesota that can compete with Silicon Valley and other areas of the country.
Thank you. Representative Beard?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I'm glad to hear a little bit of your overview about expanding the scope of the committee, because I think things that happen in this committee touch a lot of other disciplines around here. I'm Mike Beard. I represent Shakopee and Prior Lake, which is also known as District 35A, in the legislature. I'm starting my fourth term. Last year was the first time we had the committee constitute. I was the ranking Republican on this committee. I'm happy to yield that to Representative Gottwald this year, because they've seen fit to make me the ranking Republican on transportation this time around. So I'll be over there doing that. I also serve on some of the other committees that some of this work will be involved in, the Energy Committee, for instance, and some of the things that are going on there with renewables and some of the new technologies we're hoping come into fruition as they come down the pike. I should point out that the district I represent has the only biomass electrical energy generating facility in the state of Minnesota that was not mandated by the people in this place. It was done strictly as a business proposition, and it is just now undergoing its high-pressure testing, and hopefully they'll be turning that thing on here in the near future. They're also generating enormous amounts of data, real-world data on what really happens when you try to run around-the-clock baseload power plants on biomass, and I'll be happy to share that with you as that actually comes in. We actually have real experience with what's happening. It's a great committee to be on. I'm glad to be back. Thanks for letting me be on your committee again, Mr. Chairman, and look forward to a couple of good years.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate being here, and the excitement of an eighth term in the legislature is somewhat daunting.
The age or the work?
I think the work. I represent Wright County, House District 19A, and represent a lot of energy systems. I guess that's why I want to get on to Mr. Hilty's energy committee, because my fellow nuclear plant is a big thing in my area, and my county, Wright Hennepin Electric, is a big area. And when you talk to the engineers and the scientists and stuff that you have meetings with there, they're looking at biosciences and all the things that go with that. So it's interesting to hear their side and to look at what they're looking at for future, and some of the things that they come up with. I'm going, Where'd that come from? So it's an opportunity to see that. I also have a daughter who's been 14 years in the U.S. Air Force, and she's been from, well, almost all the way around the world and sees a lot of what's going on in intelligence. Without going into intelligence, she tells me a little bit about what the Air Force and military is doing in regards to the bioscience areas, and so it's exciting to get a perspective from the military, and I sit in the U.S. Air Force Reserves, 28 years there, and hear from the commanders and the generals that come and talk to us about where the military is going with all their high-tech things that are going on in biosciences that they're working on. So it's exciting, looking forward to what's going to happen here on this committee and what we might have an opportunity to dabble our fingers into. So thanks for letting me be on.
Thank you. Vice Chair, Representative Obermeier. Miller.
Obermuller.
Mueller, okay.
All right, if it was Smith, this would have been an easy one, but I'm Mike Obermuller. I represent East Side of Eagan. It's District 38B. I'm very excited about the opportunity to be on this committee, and I think it dovetails. A couple other members are also on the Higher Ed Workforce Development Committee. That's one that I'm on as well, and I think really looking forward to the opportunity to kind of cross-pollinate between those two committees and the ideas that will be in those areas. Eagan is home to Thomson Reuters and also Delta Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield. So we've got a lot of jobs on the high end of the technology scale and on the emerging healthcare type jobs that are coming out. And so workforce development is a big deal to Eagan and really to the whole South Metro. I'm a first-year member like Representative Mack here and glad to see that Dakota County is going to be well represented, because I think that's where a lot of growth is going to happen. And we're, of course, happy to host those. We need to make sure that we're developing kind of the right jobs that will help us, put people to work in the South Metro and across the state. But they got to be there has to be employees that are ready to work in those jobs, and that's I think the development of the employee is going to be one of the biggest things that we focus on, and that's what I'm hoping to do most when we work through this committee. So thanks a lot for the opportunity to work on this, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, members. I think I'm going to take a moment to introduce the DFL and the Republican staff. Laura Sales, Mike Value. I'd like to introduce our pages. We have Molly, who I just met this morning, and she's traveled about as much as your daughter has, Mr. Anderson. And Ron. Ron was our page last year, and I'm sure that they can get anything that you need while in committee here and help as best they can. We have some House Research staff. Anita Newman and Kathy Novak. They will help. They're great staff, and I am thrilled with what Anita did last year. And then we have Diane, who is the legislative assistant, my legislative assistant, committee legislative assistant, and Joanna Dornfield, coming back again for another round at this committee as the committee assistant. Let's see, did I miss anyone here? I don't think so. Good. I don't know if you have the committee procedures in their folders. You have those in the folders. Really not anything totally off the deep end on them, except for the amendment rule, the 24-hour rule. Last year, we really didn't have that. We're going to put that into effect this year. I don't think it's fair to toss amendments at people on a two-minute notice. Now, certainly, if you've got a small oral amendment that kind of cleans up a bill in terms of, forgetting a few words here or a punctuation there, that I don't want to get into micromanaging that, and that's not a problem. But what I'm trying to avoid is delete all amendments that come 5 minutes before the committee hearing starts. So if you've got even if it's an amendment that you couldn't get to Ms. Dornfield 24 hours in advance, you certainly have the opportunity to come to the committee chair myself, and I let me see it, and if it's not real substantial, it doesn't change a bill dramatically, and can be explained relatively easily in committee, I'm fine with that. But if you have a delete all amendment and you didn't get it there within the 24 hours, you certainly have the opportunity to bring it to the chair, but I will tell you in advance, more likely than not, the chair will tell you to reschedule your hearing. I don't want to make anything so hard and fast that it gums up the works of the legislature towards the end, but I think that's only fair. These are temporary rules unless there's something that but they'll become permanent as soon as the permanent rules of the House come out. Unless something changes in the permanent rules, I don't see any changes to this. So with that, I want to tell you that I don't think it got posted. Our next meeting is the 13th, is Tuesday at 10:30. We don't have any meetings the rest of this week. So unless there are other questions or concerns that people would like to bring up, I will gavel this meeting to a close. Yes, Representative Anderson.
The title of this committee is very long. I just wonder if you come up with an acronym between now and then.
We'll work on that one. I'm a little afraid we'll have to look at that. I will be trying to follow some of the things that were some of the recommendations that were made to streamlining committees, and so we will try to gavel the committee to order at 10:30 on a regular basis. So please be on time if possible. Turn off cell phones, and I just want you to know that it's not appropriate to bring fluids or food into the committee hearing room. So
that's your chair.
And again, unless there's anything else, thank you. Oh, Representative Gotwell.
Mr. Chair, is there anything about the first full meeting on the 13th, the chair bringing the treats for the rest of the committee?
No, but we're going to bring we're going to have Steve Hines with some demographic information, and then we've invited Commissioner McElroy and Commissioner Wilson to kind of talk about what they've advised the governor on in terms of economic development and economic recovery. So with that, members, I thank you for your attendance, and we'll see you on Tuesday. With DFL members, we have a caucus up in room 400 South.